There's a landlord, manager of a pub. So it's a pub. So I'm guessing it's in London.
England, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's a, it's called Lansdowne Pub in Cardiff.
Oh, Cardiff. Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know where Cardiff is?
Yeah, of course.
All right. So there's this pub and they say it's haunted. So the pub is worried about people aren't going to come work there because they're afraid of the ghosts. There's a lot of, there's a lot of ghosts in this pub. And we know which kind of pub this is because right now there's a pub in Smithtown that swears to God that there's that there's a ghost in there.
I forgot about that. Right. They're famous for that there's ghosts. And we went there on a ghost hunt, didn't we?
Yes, we went there on a, and I would go there on Saturday nights because they he kept my beer on tap. He kept my beer on tap just for me.
So there's a pub in Cardiff, by the way, is the capital of Wales. So it's a pub that people won't go to or will go to, or that's the attraction, or what's the story?
No, the people are going, but people are quitting because, like, people that work there, like the bar staff, they're scared. So they're afraid once word gets around this small town.
It's not a small town. It's the capital of Wales. It's a city.
I don't think anybody lives in Wales. I think there's like four people that live there. So I think nobody lives there. And I think that the word's going to get around quick and people aren't going to want to work there because there's a ghost. So that's what they're worried about. So one of the workers taking a break. Nobody is in this pub at this point. She goes to play on her phone. Takes a table to the a foretop in the pub, and while she's sitting there, something strange happens, and it gets caught on CCTV.
Ooh, do we have the footage?
Can we have it? The footage.
Ooh.
So I want to find out from you, is this a real ghost or not?
Okay.
do you think it's a real ghost or is this BS?
Okay.
So there she is. She's playing on her phone. She has her phone plugged in.
Yep. Just sitting at a table. It's just brightly lit too. That's what's interesting about this particular bar. Okay. It's brightly lit. And the chair next to her.
Across from her.
Across from her.
Just moved.
Just gets pulled. Looks like it gets pulled in. Yeah.
Like an inch. So this is the big video that's going around. People are saying that this is a ghost.
I think it's BS. I think it's probably a gimmick that the bar has for attention, and I think she's in on it.
I'm trying to see if it's her foot. No,
it's definitely not her foot. Like that's okay. That's the beauty of the video. The whole idea of this video is to show you that she is not the one moving the chair. But she's also not really reacting. She doesn't seem scared. She's sort of like, oh. Did the chair move? Is my bag in the way?
Well, she doesn't talk like that.
That's true. She talks with the chair. I can't do whales.
The chair moved.
I love that everyone's a Jap from Long Island like me. She looks like me sitting there. Oh, the chair move? What's going on here? I don't understand. I came for coffee and now the chair's moving. I think it's magnets underneath, or it's some sort of gimmick that the bar has, and this is what they're doing to get people to come into the bar right before Halloween.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just a polite ghost.
How so?
The chair's out and the ghost just wants to push the chair in. It's housekeeping ghost.
But the table's also a mess, so why wouldn't the ghost also, you know, clean the table and maybe take her mug in? It's empty. Bring her some more coffee.
Because the ghost could be like me, and chairs that sit out like that drive me crazy. So I think if I was a ghost, I would come back and push my chairs in also.
You were a ghost, that's what you would do. Just go push chairs. You could do anything. You're a ghost. No, you can go anywhere. You could be anywhere.
No, we have a bar. What do you call it? An island in the kitchen? And we have little bar stools on the other side.
Right.
And when I walk into the kitchen and a bar stool is out, like pushed out away, like a kid, gotta be a kid, has been sitting in it and it didn't push the chair back.
It didn't,
because I don't know which one it was. It could have been one of them. Didn't push the chair back. So what do I do? I pick up the chair and I throw it outside. If you can't figure out how to push a chair back in, that's it. You lost chair privileges. You don't get a chair now. It's gone.
So that's how we'll know that your ghost is still at your house. If a chair suddenly picks up and is thrown through the window or the door, that's how we'll know.
And I scream the whole time. Is it that hard to push a chair back? So that's what the ghost is thinking, is the kids won't push the chair back, so it did it by... So I don't think it's going to scare any workers away. How's that going to scare a worker? A chair?
Are you kidding? If I was sitting there playing on my phone and suddenly the chair next to me moved, I wouldn't have been as casual as she was. I wouldn't have been like, oh, what was that? Hang on. I got to get back to, sorry, I'm busy looking at TikTok. I wouldn't do that. I would be, what the hell? She didn't really react, which tells me she's in on it. And this is a promo for the pub.
But the ghost isn't going to kill her. It just pushed the chair in. It's like the bar at Smithtown. I was sitting at the bar one night and the lights were flashing and the guy went, see, told you it's haunted. Like, dude, no, your wiring sucks. Yeah,
right. Or your bulb was about to blow. Like, don't you understand light bulbs? No, but that's the thing. Ghosts are unpredictable. So if the first thing the ghost does is push the chair in, maybe the next thing it's going to do is hit you on the head with your laptop. Like, you don't know what's coming next.
Mm-hmm.
You should be scared. She doesn't react. She's not scared. She doesn't get up. She looks mildly annoyed, you know, which tells me that it's a bit. This is what you're doing right now is giving them free advertising.
Oh, this is
free advertising. Yeah, it went viral. Think about this, okay? A lot of these pubs and bars and clubs and every company, they hire somebody to be their social media person. And the goal of the social media person is to, document what we're doing here at our wonderful business, but also like try and get one or two things to go viral, like see what you can do. So that's what this is. And it's brilliant because here we are talking about it. So whoever they hired as a social media person, they better start brushing up their resume and start charging more somewhere else.
Yeah, so they're getting fishing line and wrapping it around the chair and pulling it at some point to freak people
out. That's a possibility, right? Because, look, it's the easiest thing to just move a chair. You can also be in the basement underneath with magnets and do it like
that. I don't think that, because you can see the floor is like a really old school wood floor.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think, you know, it's easier just to put fishing line around it and pull it.
Okay, well, there you go. So that's all it does. It just moves a tiny bit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that a ghost would do that.
I think so. If they're like me, it wants to throw the chair outside and make her lose her chair abilities. You don't have that right anymore of having that chair.
I think ghosts can do more than just move a chair back and forth.